New rules take effect today in Massachusetts as efforts continue to stop an uptick in coronavirus cases. The size limit for outdoor gatherings in Massachusetts is now 50, down from 100 people. For the first time, it applies to both public and private property. Governor Charlie Baker said Friday that he's given state and local police jurisdiction to enforce the crowd limits. Violators could be fined or hit with cease and desist orders. As the number of COVID-19 cases has creeped steadily higher in the state since mid-July, Baker has pointed to outbreaks linked to large parties and unsanctioned events, including a football camp. Dr. Andrew Artenstein, chief physician executive at Bay State Health and an infectious disease specialist, said reducing gatherings reduces risk.
With a positivity rate in the 2% range, 2 out of 100 people in that room are likely going to be infected, right? At least, depending on who the 100 people are.
The maximum number of people allowed for indoor gatherings remains at 25, but a new requirement is that face coverings must be used where more than 10 people from different households are together. Baker also hit pause on the state's multi-phase reopening. It means that indoor live music and performance venues won't be returning anytime soon. Neither will close contact activities, including roller skating and laser tag. Massachusetts is at a key juncture in its fight to control the spread of the coronavirus, said Dr. Robert Roos, chief medical officer at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield.
And we know that with increases in interstate travel, larger gatherings, a pending return to school, and many different age groups in different areas, and incomplete community adherence to masking and physical distancing, we're almost guaranteed to see an uptick at some point in the future.
The state's 7-day average positive test rate, a closely watched metric, has been hovering around 2%. Western Massachusetts appears to be doing better. The 7-day average positive test rate reported by Bay State Health is 1.4%. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 at Bay State Medical Center has increased almost daily since mid-July, but few of the patients have had to go to an intensive care bed. There were 84 confirmed cases of COVID-19 reported in the city of Springfield in the last 2 weeks. On just 2 days, the number of new cases reached double digits. A state program that offered free COVID-19 testing in 17 communities where testing was declining and positive test rates increasing is being extended until September 12th. The initiative was scheduled to end this week. Springfield is one of the 17 communities where the testing is available. Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris said the additional testing capacity will help gauge the penetration of the virus in the city.
Contact tracing is still very important. Our staff is doing that. Please give us the appropriate information so we can trace contacts and we can continue to hold down the spread to the degree possible.
The Baker administration is also creating a multi-agency team to ramp up enforcement of COVID-19 rules and regulations in communities where health data shows an elevated risk of an outbreak. In a press release, the administration said parks, playgrounds, businesses, and other locations suspected of contributing to the spread of the virus in the higher-risk communities could be shut down. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.